In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today, the first day in the last month in the Coptic year, in the sea, it's only 5 days. And we are celebrating the new Coptic year, 1737. So we are this year, 1736. And the next year to be 1737. And we are celebrating the Coptic New Year. And usually, we are reading all the reading, as you see, in the Pauline and in the Catholic and then also in the Acts, and also when we read the Gospel, we see that all the readings are related to the end of the days. Usually we will go to the end of the days, the end of the year. So all the readings are related to only to the last things, which is the end of the day, to remind us. And why all the readings like that? There's a lot of signs inside the gospel. There's a lot of signs. And if I can remind you that we are now in epidemic, and one of the signs is already written, and we never thought that we will have like epidemic like that. But why the gospel of today and during this week, the last week, all the readings are around this part of the end of the day? Not to only to see the end of the day of all the world, no. It's to remind me, to remind myself that maybe the end of the day is coming. It's not the end of the world, it's the end of my life. And we see, for example, like a lot of news every day, like whatever the age, but it is not related now to the age, it's the timing. So the time to leave the world. It's not the time of the end of the world. No, it's a time, my time, to leave the world and what I have to do before. What I have to do before. There's a lot of readings. For example, if we go to the Pauline, I read part from it. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us a thought the day of Christ has come. Don't be shaken. There's a lot of people come, for example, in the last days and say, for example, like, there is no Christ. There is no... What do you mean about Christianity? And they do different things that we are, and our habit, this habit in our life, they try to change everything. And they tell us this is right. Like, for example, go outside, the homosexuality. This is right. And they have their flag and everything. You have to celebrate that. And they try to convince us this is right and we have to go and follow them. There are a lot of people come in the last days and say that. But we will not, that's why St. Paul said in Thessaloniki, don't be shaken, there are a lot of people come and try to reverse your mind, change your mind. We will not do that. But today I was thinking about what I have to talk about. I have to talk about the signs that maybe I give to the people, to the congregation, about the signs of the end of the day. And we know that. It's not related to the end of the day, the end of the world. So I was thinking about the Psalm 18, the first verse, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. And I was thinking about that. And I was thinking also to take a theme in the new year, Coptic year, every single day in the morning and by the end of the day, I will praise this psalm and I will say, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. But if I wanted to start a new beginning, so I know that it's in the end of the year, every single year, by the end of the days of this year, I have to go to God and I have to thank God about everything. I have to thank Him about the last year and that He gave me another opportunity on the earth, because I have to live on earth with Him to know Him. When I go to heaven, I will know Him. How do I know God? And when I go to the heaven, how I will know Him if I don't know Him here? I haven't this relationship with Him. So I will take myself, I will take the theme for the next year, in the Coptic year, to praise, I will love you, O Lord, my strength, every single day in the morning. But if I wanted to pray that, I have also to do something different. So I will remind you about that, to have the five fingers in one hand. One hand, it means the power. So we will do five things in during every single day to allow myself to say this, only this verse. I love you, O Lord, my strength. Number one, I have to say thank you. So if I wanted to praise this psalm and say, you are, I love you, O my Lord, my strength, I wanted to also to tell you about why David said this psalm. After that, he rescued from Saul. He went to God and said, O my Lord, I love you because you are my strength. If I wanted to tell God, you are my strength, so I have to promise Him with something. I have to tell Him something too. So in the new year, I have to do five things. Number one is thank you, God. Thank you about everything. Sometimes we don't know that every single day there is hundreds of things God is doing with us, but we don't know. He covered us, helped us, spared us, supported us. There is many things He's doing with us. To thank God about everything, I thank Him about my hands, and I have my hands. Some people, they haven't. I thank God about my voice. Some people, they can't talk, they can't see. There is a lot of gifts that God gave it to me, but the problem, I have to remind myself every day about that. If something bad happened, I thank Him. I'm thanking you, God, about everything. But it's bad. Yeah, bad, it's only from your perspective that you see that this, what happened to you, is bad. But it's not. You are seeing only now. But God is seeing for future. What is the best for you? Even if you see that it's bad for you, you have to thank God about it, about that. And God, we know that very well, that we are in His hands. So if I wanted to go to God and say, oh my Lord, you are my love, my strength, I have to thank Him also too about everything. That's why in our church, when we start prayers, we start prayer with thanksgiving. Any prayers in the church starting by thanksgiving. I have to thank Him about every single thing that He is giving to me. Number two is I have to repent. Every day, by the end of the day, I have to sit down with myself and I have to say, okay, what I did during this day. If I wanted to say, oh, my love, my Lord, you are my strength, I have to come back to Him and I said, okay, can I repent? Can I tell you what I did during the day? Can I tell you exactly that I did this and this and that? I did a mistake and I know that. I went to whatever where. I said bad words. I saw bad scenes. Whatever I did, I have to go back and I have to be honest with myself. He is God. He had the eyes of for fire that he is looking to my heart inside. And he knows all the hidden. When I go to him, he will like he's just say, I know, Habibi. We talked about it. Our repentance, it's coming not from our power. No, it's coming from his mercy, his compassion. I remember when the rich young man, when he went to Jesus Christ and he was talking to him about, I wanted to inherit the kingdom of heaven. So he said, in first, like, okay, you know the commandments? He said, yeah, I know all the commandments. Saint Mark wrote one word. It's written in the three Gospels. But only Saint Mark wrote like a one small word. He looked to him with compassion. Because he knows very well that he will leave him when he will say, sell everything that you have and come follow me. And it said like he was very sad because he had a lot of possessions. So Jesus Christ knew before that, so he looked to him with compassion at first. Maybe after years, he will come back to him. So he will remember only his face when he's looking to him. God is not judging me. He will judge by the end of the day. He's the Allah. He told us that. He will judge us by the end of the day. Now he's not judging me, but he is try to help me to reshape me again, to come back to him. That's why in the beginning also of the Agbaya prayers, have mercy on us. And also by the end of the prayers too, we ask his mercy. It's not according to our deed, it's according to your mercy. That's why every day I have to go back to my room and I have to sit down with myself and pray and I have to repent in order to give me a power again in the morning to say, oh, my love, my Lord, you are my strength. And I know myself very well and I know what I did during the day. So I can't hide anything from him. So number one, I have to thank him. Number two, I have to repent. Number three, I have to promise him. In my day, during the day, during my life, there is a lot of things in the beginning of that, by the end of the year, I have to evaluate myself. Okay, what I did? Where am I? Maybe I can see myself, for example, if I finish my school, finish my university, what I'm working, I have to improve myself, I have to do the master's, I have to do that, I have to do that. If I'm doing that for myself, my life, what about my spiritual life? I have to think how I will improve myself in my spiritual life. I have to write down, I'm praying every day, I'm talking to him, and there is a good relationship, me and him, during the last year, or it was ups and down. I build a good relationship. I can hear his voice, really, or as the other people, like all the people said to me in the confession, Abuna, we can't listen to his voice. Akid, for sure, مش هنقدر نسمعه. There is a lot of things around. There is a lot of things blocked my ears. So I didn't build this relationship with him. If I wanted to sit down with him, I have to promise him with something new in the new year. And I have to promise him I will do something today, for example, in the morning. Okay, God, today I will try to say Jesus Christ prayers all the day. For example, like 50 times. By the way, 50 times, it's like too small because it will take only 50 seconds. Only. It is not too much. One of the Russian hermit, I read his book. He was trying to train himself to say Jesus Christ prayer all the day. So when he's listening, as if he's listening to his heart, the pumping of his heart, he's saying Jesus Christ prayer. He didn't count like maybe thousands of thousands times he say Jesus Christ prayer during the day. He trained himself about that. So he remembered the name of Christ all the time. I have to promise him to remember his name during the day. Also, I have to promise him, maybe I'm doing something wrong with my kids. I'm not like teaching them a good way to Christ. I'm only like working, doing everything in my life. Yeah, I try to do the best life for them, but for their spiritual life, I'm not doing anything. So I have to promise him too to change my mind in parenting, in how to raise my kids. If I'm doing something wrong and I have a bad habit, I have to promise him I will change it. But give me the power. Okay, I will try, but you know that I am weak, but you, your power and your energy, the Holy Spirit inside me, I'm asking you to help me to do that. By the way, it takes time. The problem that we are not patient. If I go to any physician and I said I have a headache and I have flu, for example, something like that. So he said, okay, I will give you antibiotic. And you have to take all the antibiotic during the 10 days. After 5 days, I feel I'm good, so I stop the antibiotic. Doesn't work like that. I have to complete all the course. So when I am remove something bad from my life, it takes time. I have to take the antibiotic. I have to keep praying. When I am praying, sometimes I feel it and sometimes I'm not feel it. I have to pray. For example, for the kids and parents. It's a small example. When the kids, for example, say, okay, good night, Baba, good night, Mama. And sometimes you feel it that they have all this love toward the parents. And I give them kiss, okay, Habibi, good night, and you go. Sometimes I feel that they say it, Kida. Or for example, if they forgot, I have to say, Habibi, you have to say good night to Baba and Mama. Maybe they don't feel it at the time, maybe they are tired, whatever they have. But we build a habit in our kids, for example, to say good night to the parents. I have to say good night and good morning to my parents, my father. However I feel it or no. And it's coming. Feeling is coming. All the feelings are coming, for sure. But I have to build this habit in me. So I have to promise, whatever the promise is, but I have to promise. The promise what I will do for next year, and I have to promise also to every day what I have to do. I have to write down also too. This is a promise that I have. We are very organized in our work, and we write down everything, and we put a sticker on, for example, everywhere. But for God, we're not doing that. No, I have to put a sticker. I have to remind myself first, for example, in my calendar, I have to put, now is a prayer. I have to go to pray. How many Jesus Christ prayer I say it, I have to put in my calendar too. I have to remind myself. I have to promise something different in my life. Number four, I have to pray. Any day passed without prayer, don't count in your life. Oh, really? Oh, you are scaring me. Yeah, you are scaring me. You mean that if I'm not praying in a day, it's not counting? Yeah, it's not count. God give me more days to be more close to Him. Again, God give me more days in my life on earth to give me opportunity to go more close to Him in order to, when I go to heaven, I know Him. So any day without prayer, talking to God, with God, it's not counting in my life. It's not count. So I have to write down, for example, my age is, remove all the days that I forgot to pray. And now I think I'll be 10 years old, maybe 5 years old. So I have to go pray. The prayer is changing a lot. We thinking that we are talking to God. Actually, we are answer what God is talking to me. Every day, God is talking to me, but I'm not listening. So when I go to pray, I'm answering Him. I'm answering His calling to me. This is what we have to do in prayers. Prayers change a lot. Prayer is like water which is clean the vessel. Again, prayers like water clean the vessel from inside. And you feel it, that the Holy Spirit work inside you. The prayer give me the peace inside me. I remember one day there is a big problem we have, and I was calling my father of confession when I was a priest, like a few years ago. It was a very big problem. So he said to me, what you're doing? I told him, like, try to solve the problem. So he said, okay. I was very sad from that. And even all the people looked to me and see what have on my face. I was very sad at the time. So my father, my spiritual father, my father of confession also too, that he said, okay, go to the altar for 3 days and pray a lot about that. So I told him, I will ask God to solve the problem. No, he said, no. Ask God to give you the peace. And after prayers, the problem was existing, but me changed. I'm a different person. I'm not the first person who was sad. The problem is existing as it is. But I'm not sad anymore. Because I put everything on His hands, and if He wanted to change, He will change it. I have to pray. I have to believe in the prayers. And I have to pray to change my mind, to change my heart. The last things I have to serve, I serve. I have to do every day one thing, or I have to serve all the day for sure. I have to show the people who is Christ. When they will see me, they will see Christ on my face. I have to help the people, not only inside the church. It is not related to the people are Christians people and I have to serve only. It's a Sunday school. Or no, I have to serve anyone. I have to serve the people outside and inside. I have to serve my family. I have to serve the people outside in the street. I have to serve the people at my work, school, anywhere. Inside the church, inside my home, outside church and home, too, in my work or whatever, where. I am ambassador of Jesus Christ here in the world. I have to serve the people and show them who is Christ. 7 promises of God, that God gave it to me. I will be with you. I will protect you. I will be with your strength. I will answer you. I will provide for you. I will give you peace. And I will always love you. And after that, I will say with him in the morning, I will love you, O Lord, my strength, in Psalm 18. So, to review with you the 5 things, the 5 fingers that I have. Number 1, thank you. Number 2, I repent. Number 3, I promise you. Number 4, I pray. Number 5, I serve you. And finally, I will say with him, with David in Psalm 18, I will love you, O Lord, my thanks. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Intercede in our behalf, Holy Theophasol, the Theotokos, Mary, the Mother of our Savior, that he may forgive us our sins. The Fes Marot and Jephiot, Nemif Shirin, Embeb Neuma, and Thoeb. Tetereia segi che volte nostemos tenti ones.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures, ascending into the heavens, he sits right the hand of his Father, and is coming in his glory to judge the living and the dead. Whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who is the Father and the Son, the worship and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy castle and apostolic church. We confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
Shlingil
Epi brosef shis tafiti
Es muer ni pasi
Et ob nev mantin
O God, the real eternal Who formed man in an corruption and died, which entered into the world through the envy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with the heavenly peace, by which the host of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill to one. Amen.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic kisses.
Lord, have mercy.
According to your goodwill, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Cleanse us from blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil intellect. And make our way through our master to greet one another with the holy kiss, like Ainanan, بغير وقوع في دينونة من موهبة غير الميتة السمائية بالمسيح يسوع ربنا.
قبلوا بعضكم بعضا بقبلة مقدسة. يا رب ارحم، يا رب ارحم، يا رب ارحم. نعم يا رب الذي هو يسوع المسيح ابن الله، اسمعنا وارحمنا. تقدموا على هذا الرسم، قفوا برعدة وإلى الشرق انظرونا.
The principle, the authority, the throne, the dominion,
and upon our ways.
And up towards the east.
And هو الذي يقف حولك الشروبين الممتلئون عيونا والسرافيم ذو الستة الأجنحة يسبحونك بغير فتور قائلين
Proskhomen
en sherobim yesgudun elenk en serafim yomegidun en sarikhina qailin kudus 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 rabbos sabaot
of joy. When we disobeyed your commandment by the gall of the serpent, we fell from the eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always been our holy prophets. And in the last day you manifested yourself to us who were standing in darkness and the shadow of death. Through your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary. And told on the way of salvation, he granted us the birth from on high through water and spirit. He made unto himself a congregation and sanctified by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own. For our salvation and to death, which reign over us, we whereby were sold in account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross.
Amen. I believe.
وقام من الأموات في اليوم الثالث وصعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب ورسم يوما للمجازاة هذا الذي يظهر فيه
ليدين المسكونة بالعدل ويعطي كل واحد كنحو أعمالي.
رحمتك يا رب وليس كخطايا
زينوني اخريم باينشت مسترين انت
He
took the bread into his holy hands, which are without spot or blemish, blessed, and the life giving.
We believe that this is true. Amen.
He looked our heaven to you, God, who are his Father and Master of everyone. Amen. He gave thanks.
Amen.
He
Amen.
We believe, we confess, and we glorify. Disciples and the apostles saying, take it of it of all of you, for this is my body which is broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. This is due in remembrance of me. هكذا أيضا الكنز بعد العشاء مزج من خمر وماء وشكر.
آمين.
بركة.
آمين.
وقدسها. وأعطاها أيضا لتلاميذ القديسين وسطار قائلا خذوا اشربوا منه كلكم لأن هذا هو دمي دمي الذي العهد الجديد الذي يسفك عنكم وعن كثيرين يعطى لمغفرة الخطايا هذا اصنعه لذكري
وهذا هو أيضاً
You proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come.
Amen, amen, amen. Ton sanaton son kireye. Angelomen kentenagen soanan stansin kentenan alipsin soentis oranin theomologomen phenomen theflogomen.
Therefore, as we also commemorate Holy Passion, His resurrection from the dead, His ascension into the heavens, He's sitting at your right hand, O Father, and His second coming from the throne, so full of glory, we offer unto you your gift from what is your for every condition, concerning every condition, and in every condition.
Worship God in fear and trembling.
We praise you, we bless you, we serve you, we worship you.
Let us attend.